there's a majority of folks who do understand Czech language, but I will keep it in English for all of us, for all of us to understand. The session is about Power BI overview. We have roughly 40-45 minutes to talk about the service, and I would like to go through really just a few slides, 5-6 slides, to give you a glimpse overview of what the service is, what the service does, and then move to the tools which are actually coming with Power BI to do a quick demo about the service, about the tools which are actually available for you to get so-called insights to your data. It's a level 200 session, so it's really an overview for introducing the Power BI, what Power BI is, how Power BI is positioned next to reporting services, SharePoint, Excel, and all the other tools which we currently have in our environment for having some business intelligence reporting and business intelligence tools. For a quick introduction of myself, my name is Marek. I'm a senior database administrator in a small company called AT&T. I'm a SQL Server, currently known as Data Platform MVP, and I'm the only one Microsoft Certified Trainer regional lead in Czech Republic, actually. A few more certifications are on the slide. You can meet me on a few conferences like TechEd, ShowIT around Czech Republic and Slovakia, where I usually give sessions about SQL Server and business intelligence. So let's go into the Power BI. Power BI is a quite a fresh service which is available from Microsoft, which is positioned as a tool for business intelligence. If we compare the current environment which we have, so what else is available actually for Power BI and where Power BI stands, we have usually in a lot of environments, we have Excel with some Power add-on. And we are only losing track of all the Power add-ons which are coming out. There's Power View, Power Query, Power Map, Power Pivot, and all the others. There's quite a big problem with these. Because, first of all, this might sound surprising, but not everyone has an Excel. Not everyone has the same version of Excel. It was changed between Excel 2010 and 2013. How, for example, Power Pivot is working. For 2010, it was a plugin which you had to download, and two versions for SQL Server 2008 and SQL Server 2012. With Excel 2013, it's no longer a plugin which you have to download and install, it's a plugin which you just have to turn on. And you cannot just turn on the plugin, you need to have the correct edition of the Excel 2. It doesn't work with all the editions which are available. And even though Excel 2016 or Office 365 are available as the current tools, a lot of folks are still using Excel 2003 and 2007 because they don't require the update, or in large corporate environments, they even cannot do the upgrade because it's not a standard for a large corporation. So Excel is a great tool, of course. We can use all the add-ons which we have, but not for everyone. There's a sort of problem with collaboration. We can have an Excel. That Excel can have all the data with all the insights, with all the graphs and all the charts which you need. But it's quite complicated to share that Excel if we don't have SharePoint. If we have a SharePoint, then you can upload those files to SharePoint, and thanks to services like Power View, you can actually display the content in the Excel spreadsheet so all the users can see the reports. But this comes again with some limitations. SharePoint at first is quite complicated to deploy. Doesn't matter if we talk about 2010, 2013, or 2016, which is about to be released. Still, SharePoint does require a complex architecture. SharePoint 2 comes with different editions. And all those Power BI and all those Power View actually in SharePoint Server, all those business intelligence features which we have in SharePoint, they are bound to enterprise licensing. There's a lot of SharePoint deployments which I have seen, but only a small, very small portion of those is actually running with enterprise licensing. So that's again a showstopper where you don't have the proper tools to display all the content which you would like to display. Another option which you can use would be reporting services. Reporting services sometimes can be even linked to SharePoint. It's another special scenario where you can interlink those two. And standalone reporting services, again, can give you insights to your data, can be used as a business intelligence tool, but they have another limitation. Reporting services, they are bound to releases of SQL Server. As of now, sort of 2 year release, we have SQL Server 2012, 14 and 16, which is about to release this year. So again, the frequency of changes, the frequency of updates is not that fast as it is with the Power BI service which we have. The desktop tool which we use in Power BI, the Power BI desktop, is released every single month. There is a monthly update, and the service itself has a weekly update. So the frequency, if you compare the frequency of new features, how fast you can get a new feature up and running in your Power BI service, compared, for example, to SharePoint or reporting services which you have, is really incomparable, because the Power BI service which is online is much more faster in the updates compared to the classical on-premise tools which we have available in a standard environment. The versioning, the cost, the licenses, the complication of the platform, the largeness of the deployment, those are usually the problems with the traditional BI tools which we have available. So we can use actually the Power BI itself. There's a lot of advantages for Power BI. First of all, it doesn't require any on-site infrastructure. It's a service which is bound to Office 365. It runs online, so all the reports and dashboards which we access are actually in an online service, and we usually don't require any on-premise infrastructure for the service. It is a large support for the devices, so you can use your traditional web browser to access all the data. You can also use your mobile tools, your cell phones, your tablets, or whatever you have, to access all the dashboards. There's also a small difference. For example, if you use iPhone or iPad, you will see different features. If it's a cell phone or if it's a tablet, the mobile device has a little bit different features available. Another great option is that you can schedule data refresh from on-premise data sources. There are several building blocks of the Power BI. We will see those building blocks in action. And if you create a data set from, let's say, your on-premise SQL Server, you are actually uploading the data from the SQL Server, you can schedule the refresh based on the license which you have available. That refresh will either run on daily basis, if it's a free version, or will run on hourly basis, if it's a paid version of Power BI, because it comes in two license models. There's a large support for Azure, and we will see also the natural query language in action, where you can, in the dashboard, use the Q&A text bar to ask questions with natural language, and Power BI, through some machine learning and insights to the data, will try to find the answer for you, to find the data which you are actually looking for. If it's either a chart or if it's either a number, you don't need to configure something, you don't need to design something, you can just ask with natural language, as we will see. So which tools do we have available? The core is Power BI service running at powerbi.microsoft.com, which is an online service where you have to register. The service is bound to Office 365, so you cannot register with your Gmail accounts or Live.com accounts. It has to be really a corporate email with Office 365 enabled. In that service, as we will see a little bit later on, we can configure our data sets, we can see our reports, and we can configure the live dashboards from the tiles which are available in the reporting. Another tool where we will spend most of the time is Power BI Desktop. This is a designer's tool where we configure all the data, we change the data, we clean the data with tools like Power Query. We access really a lot of data sources, we do the data transformations, and we build the reports with visualizations with this tool. When the report is ready, we can just upload the report or so-called publish the report into the Power BI service, which runs online. We have available two gateways, personal gateway and enterprise gateway. These gateways are important for the data refresh. So if we have local data sources and we would like to update the data sources in the online service, we need the gateways for the proper connection. If we have local files, if you have local SQLs, if you have local analyzer services and so on, and we would like those data to be refreshed in the Power BI dashboard, those two gateways are required. Personal gateway is just configured locally on your single workstation. The enterprise offers a little bit larger configuration for larger deployment. Then we have quite a lot of variety of the mobile applications for different platforms. Microsoft, Apple, and Android are supported, so all three major players are available. Another tool which has an integration actually to the Power BI is the new reporting services. If you open up the reporting services configuration manager on SQL Server 2016, you can actually interlink the reporting services with the Power BI service. And if we have the report in the new reporting web application, we can actually pin the report to the Power BI so they can be available on that Power BI service as well. And the last but not least is the Excel alone, where Excel offers also a Power BI add-in, where we can just select any region in the Excel spreadsheet, any area in the Excel spreadsheet, which can be uploaded to the Power BI dashboard as well. So there's quite a lot of delivery vehicles which we have available. I'm not including the development tools, of course, because there's a lot of development for Power BI where you can create your own visualizations and so on, which require you to use few more additional tools which do exist. Now to the additions. We have two. The Power BI is for free with some limitations. If you go to the Power BI site, you can see what's your actually plan and what's your capacity for uploaded data. With a free plan, you can upload up to 1 gigabyte of dashboards and data sources of the files actually which do store the data which are uploaded to the service. If you switch to Power BI Pro, then you have this capacity increased up to 10 gigabytes. There is a support for streaming data in the free version, which has a limit of up to 10,000 rows per hour. In the paid version, the streaming limit is increased up to 1 million of rows. With Power BI Pro, with the paid one, you actually have the capacity to configure the data gateways, which are used for the data refresh. The Power BI gateway, the personal gateway which you need, the delivery vehicle which we talked about, is actually for free. It's a free download from the Power BI site. But to be able to use that scheduled data refresh for the data source, you need, for this data connectivity gateway, you need the Power BI Pro version, which will actually do the refresh on the basis which you need. You can use the group collaboration, so you can configure the Power BI groups, which are bound to Office 365 groups, which are used for publishing the reports, for the report security. It's actually linked for access control management with Active Directory groups, which you have synced to the Active Directory Azure, which you can use. The building blocks in the Power BI are quite simple. There's just a few building blocks which we have to use. First would be the data set. This is our data to which we are connecting. And as of now, I will just switch to the Power BI desktop tool, where if we would like to use the data set, first we need to get our data. If I will open up the dialog for getting the data, you can see the variety of choices is really rich, and we can connect virtually to any data source which you can even imagine. It's almost any Microsoft database, it's a lot of other traditional databases like Oracle, MySQL, PostgreSQL, Teradata, Azure data sources. We can access folder structures in which we can have a large portion of CSV files uploaded, and we'll just cycle through all the CSVs. So if you will just go through the file options, database options, Azure options, and other options, in the other options, as you can see, we have ODBC connection, so we can connect actually to any ODBC data source. And we have a lot of services which do exist to which we can naturally connect. And we can connect to those services either in this Power BI desktop, or to those services we can connect directly on the Power BI side. So we have a lot of choices from the famous ones, services like Salesforce, Google Analytics, CRM, Navision, and all those which do exist, to which you can directly connect, grab the data, and Power BI Desktop will actually acquire the data from the service and create the data set for you. And in the web edition, where we have the Power BI site, you can get the data with the Get Data button. And here you have the option to either choose the content packs, which are created for your organization, because it's an organizational service linked to Office 365. You can publish the content packs. Or you can, again, even in the web service, you can connect to the online services, where you have, again, the list of services. Just for a quick demo, I will connect to where we where's the Google?
Band.
Google Analytics. Thanks. Connect. It will ask you for authentication. Here you don't have any other choice. It has to be this OAuth 2. Sign in. It will ask you if it really should connect to the Google. You will type in your Google account where you have any data. Come on. So no. Wrong keyboard. Wrong account. So if I would connect to the Google, it was working yesterday actually, trust me. If I would connect to the Google account, it will automatically create the data set. And if you are connecting to a live service, it will actually automatically create the data set. It will automatically crunch the data set to create the report. And from that report, it will even automatically create a dashboard which you can use. If you are getting the data, you can get the data from the service, you can get the data from the files, or from the database. If you are getting the data from the files, it can be either a local file, or you can be connected to OneDrive, either your personal or the OneDrive for business. And there is an option to use also the SharePoint site. Another option would be databases. If we are using this web-based tool, we can only connect to Azure SQL Database and Azure SQL Data Warehouse, and analyze the services if we have the proper connector. But if we are using this offline tool for the database connection, we have much more options which are available for connecting to the data, for getting the data insights. So the data source, the data set, is the first building block which we have in Power BI. When we have the data set, from that data set, we can start to create the visualizations. The visualizations are actually the small portions of the data which you would like to present to your consumers. It can be either a chart, or a graph, or a table, or a Gauss, or a slicer, whatever you choose for your data. So if I will grab the table, I can just add, I can add my data from the data set. And as of now, I have a visualization which displays the data which I need. As of now, all the numbers which are presented are the same for every single district which was connected. Because if you upload the data, sometimes the relationships are detected automatically. If they are not, you of course can configure the relationships between the different tables, which may come from different data sources. If we have this data set, Some of the tables can be imported from one type of the database, and other tables can be imported, let's say, from the file system, from files. So still the same data set can have variety of data sources which are actually uploading the data to the tool. I will just connect the sales and locations table with a relationship. If there is a unique column which actually matches the name between the tables, it will detect the relationship automatically. If it will not, you of course can edit all the relationships which do exist between different tables. If you double click the relationship, you can even configure stuff like cardinality, cross-filter direction, so you can change how the relationship between the tables is configured for proper data sources. If I will switch back to my visuals, as you can see, the numbers were immediately changed, so it really does match it finds the relationships between the tables, and it does correctly all the visualization. If I would need, let's say, a graph, I will just add a new visual, I will add a graph to the report, and to the graph I can add stuff like, let's say, month name to display the revenue over month. As you can see, as of now, the months are sorted alphabetically, which is really not ideal for a report. But you can change the sort order if you choose a column. You can change the sort order for that column, for this column to be sorted by values of another column in the same table. So I will choose the month number, and it will correctly configure the sorting order, and automatically all the months are sorted as they should be. To add one more slicer, we will add a slicer. The slicer will have year as a slicer option. You can